Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. Today's passage comes from Mark chapter 13, and I want to encourage you to open your Bible or your Bible app and follow along with me. Let's read Mark 13, starting from verse 1. And as he came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what wonderful stones and what wonderful buildings." And Jesus said to him, "Do you see these great buildings? There will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down." And as he sat on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign when all these things are about to be accomplished?" And Jesus began to say to them, "See that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. And when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. These are but the beginning of the birth pains. But be on your guard, for they will deliver you over to the councils, and you will be beaten in synagogues, and you will stand before governors and kings for my sake, to bear witness before them. And the gospel must first be proclaimed to all nations. And when they bring you to trial and deliver you over, do not be anxious beforehand what you are to say, but say whatever is given you in that hour, for it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. And brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death, and you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but the one who endures to the end will be saved. But when you see the abomination of desolation standing where he ought not to be," let the reader understand, "then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let the one who is on the housetop not go down, nor enter his house to take anything out. And let the one who is in the field not turn back to take his cloak. And alas, for women who are pregnant and for those who are nursing infants in those days. Pray that it may not happen in winter. For in those days there will be such tribulation as has not been from the beginning of the creation that God created until now and never will be. And if the Lord had not cut short the days, no human being would be saved. But for the sake of the elect whom he chose, he shortened the days. And then if anyone says to you, 'Look, here is the Christ,' or 'Look, there he is,' do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and perform signs and wonders to lead astray, if possible, the elect. But be on guard. I have told you all things beforehand. But in those days, after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory, and then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts out its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near at the very gates. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But concerning that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard, keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts out his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to stay awake. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening or at midnight or when the rooster crows or in the morning, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. And what I say to you, I say to all, stay awake." What a way to end today's chapter. Stay awake. There's this repetitive phrase and command and exhortation that Jesus gives to his disciples, and the repetitive thing I see is, be on guard, stay awake, keep awake, be on guard. And he just keeps saying this throughout the chapter. And, you know, I want to just share some of my thoughts on chapter 13. And this is going to be not really a thought that's not focused on a specific verse or a couple of verses, but it's going to kind of look at all of chapter 13 really as a whole. You know, many people are tempted to look at Mark 13 and interpret it out of context, as if this chapter is a little bit of the book of Revelations tucked into the Gospel of Mark, but that's how you'd interpret this chapter if you ignored the previous chapters. Chapter 13 is the end of a connected series of events starting in chapter 11 with the triumphal entry. Jesus the King enters Jerusalem, he curses the fig tree and then cleanses the temple, and then returns to the cursed fig tree, which symbolizes the current temple, meaning the way of Judaism at the time. The old way is cursed and coming to an end. Then the end of chapter 11 and all of chapter 12 highlight the reality of the cursedness of the Jewish authorities and the supremacy of Jesus above them. And this brings us to chapter 13. So is Jesus suddenly talking about the end times? No, not really. Jesus is essentially pronouncing judgment on Judaism. Remember the parable of the tenants? The servants are the Jewish authorities and the master is coming back to kick them out. Well, chapter 13 is showing what this will look like. Jesus is speaking of the spiritual destruction that will come upon the Jewish nation, that the old way is being destroyed, and thus signaling that a new kingdom has come. In fact, Jerusalem and the temple was destroyed in AD 70 by the Romans, a reality to which Jesus was pointing to. Jesus, Lord of David, is God and he is bringing judgment on Jerusalem, showing that his kingdom transcends the Jewish ethnicity and their expectations. It is a kingdom bigger than a temple, bigger than a city. It is a kingdom that will go to the ends of the earth, as it says in verse 27. And to make this really obvious, Jesus ends chapter 13 with first another story about a fig tree. Except this fig tree is soon to bear fruit. This is the new kingdom, the kingdom that Jesus is ushering in, a kingdom that will bear fruit unlike the cursed old kingdom. And then Jesus tells a parable that is strikingly similar to the parable of the tenants from chapter 12. But in this parable, he is now speaking to some of his apostles, and he is telling them, stay awake, be on guard. Basically, do not be like the Jewish authorities, the wicked tenants. Stay awake. Keep your eyes on Jesus. By staying awake, by keeping your eyes on him. Reading this chapter in this light will help to make sense of what Jesus says in verse 30. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Many people read this verse and think the New Testament writers thought Jesus was coming back within their lifetime, but he didn't, and so therefore they are wrong, which makes the Bible unreliable. But this chapter is more about the end of the old way, the end of the way of the Jewish tradition. Instead, a new kingdom has emerged, a kingdom heralded by Jesus, and now finally, about to fully erupt onto the scene, since in the very next chapter we get to the final act of the Gospel of Mark, the trial and death of Jesus. And so, just one, if I had to just kind of bring it home to just one thought, one simple thought, Jesus is calling us to be on guard, to stay awake, to not be swayed by the ways of this world or by the ways of religion, by the ways of religiosity, but stay awake, keep your eyes on Jesus. Stay awake and keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, his ways, his teachings, his way of life. Hear his words and let's do them. When we pursue relationship with Jesus over religiosity, we're staying awake. We're keeping our eyes on Jesus. And so how is Jesus calling you to stay awake today? What does it look like for you to keep your eyes fixed on our Lord and Savior? How is the Holy Spirit speaking to you to stay awake? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today. And Lord, I just pray that you would help us to stay awake. Maybe not just literally, but Lord, spiritually. Lord, that we would stay awake. Lord, that our spiritual eyes would be opened and fixed on you, Jesus. We want to continue to be, Lord, pursuing a relationship over religiosity. We want to pursue, Lord, Jesus and his ways of life rather than on the ways of this world. And so, Holy Spirit, as you speak to each and every one of us right now, I pray that you would show us, God, the ways that perhaps we have been not awake, the ways that we have fallen into the ways and the traditions of our culture and our time, the ways that we have pursued Christianity, not as a relationship, but more as just a list of rules and things to do. Lord, I pray that you would help us to reevaluate perhaps how we have been pursuing Jesus in our day-to-day life. And I pray that as we are able to pinpoint those things in our life, that you would help us to turn away from those things and to turn to Jesus once again. Thank you, Lord, for showing us, God, a greater kingdom. A kingdom, Lord, that is not about, Lord, the things of this world, but Lord, we want to come and see, Lord, a better way, a better life in your kingdom. We thank you and we pray all these things in your son's name. Amen. Amen. Thanks for joining us today in our daily devotionals. And I hope that you will continue to just wrestle and chew on and digest the text in Mark 13. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will show us what it looks like to stay awake and to keep our eyes on Jesus. Have a great day.